由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this fifth in the series of God Talk.
非常欢迎你收听今日上帝话，就是天路导向的一个系列信息的第五讲。
We believers often say that God's love is unconditional.
基督徒经常说上帝的爱是无条件的爱。
And this is of course true as far as we are concerned.
的确是这样的，对我们来说呢，上帝的爱当然是无条件的了。
But from God's point of view,
但是如果从上帝的角度来看的话，
God's love is conditional on the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
上帝的爱原来是建立在耶稣基督死而复活这个条件上面的。
To us, salvation is free.
对我们来讲呢，救恩是免费的。
But it is not cheap.
但是救恩绝对不会是廉价的，这个就是德国神学家潘霍华讲的。
It cost God the death of his own begotten son.
原来救恩是上帝付出了他独生的爱子，让到他独生的爱子耶稣基督在这个世界上面死亡，是用这么重的代价才能够成就的。
So God's love is conditional on the sacrifice of his son.
所以耶稣基督的牺牲就是成为上帝的爱的其中一个条件。
It is conditional on our acceptance of the sacrifice of his son.
而这个爱的条件就是在于我们愿不愿意接受耶稣基督的代罪牺牲。
We must recognize the enormous price God's son paid for us.
我们一定要认识到上帝的儿子是为我们付出几咁大的代价。
The Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians that they would recognize the magnitude of God's love.
使徒保罗为以弗所的教会祈祷，求上帝能够帮助他们明白上帝的爱是几咁嘅长、阔、高同埋深。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 18 and 19 says,
在以弗所书第三章十八到十九节那里说，保罗要为到以弗所的教会祈祷，求上帝让到以弗所的教会和所有的圣徒一起明白基督的爱是几咁的长阔高同埋深，并且知道呢个嘅爱系过于人所能够估计测量嘅，所以就要叫到上帝一切所充满嘅，亦都充满佢哋。
Now, if you are listening for the first time, we are going through this series of messages entitled God Talk.
如果你系第一次收听我哋今日嘅天路导向嘅节目嘅话，我好想话俾你听，我哋呢一个嘅系列信息叫做上帝话。
First, we saw the sovereignty of God as the hub around which all of God's attributes revolve.
我们第一次说到上帝的主权是上帝所有的属性的中心枢纽。
Secondly, we saw the holiness of God upon which our lives are to be molded.
第二次我们讲到上帝的圣洁是我们生活言行的模范。
Thirdly, we saw the guidance of God as the rudder upon which our decisions are made.
第三次我们见到上帝的带领，原来上帝的带领是我们人生的舵手，是我们做一切抉择的根据。
Fourthly, we saw the keeping power of God as the promise upon which our souls rest.
第四次我们讲到上帝保守的大能，是上帝对我们的应许，是我们灵魂安歇之所。
Today we will see the love of God as the source of our identity.
今日我哋要嚟睇下上帝嘅慈爱，亦都系我哋属天身份地位嘅根源。
Paul prayed for the Ephesians for them to know the unknowable.
我哋知道呢，保罗为到以弗所嘅教会嘅信徒去祈祷啊，盼望佢哋能够明白一啲难以明白嘅事。
What is he really praying for？
究竟保罗嘅祈祷究竟系乜嘢呢
？He is praying that we know God's love more deeply。
佢祈求每一个信徒都能够更加深入咁样明白上帝嘅大爱。
You say, how can anyone comprehend the infinite love of God?
可能你话我哋点样能够明白上帝嗰个高深莫测嘅大爱呢
？The truth is, we can know it only in part.
其实我哋只能够明白上帝嘅大爱嘅一小部分啊。
In fact, we will be spending eternity just comprehending the depth and the height and the width of the love of God.
将来我哋喺永恒里面仲要不断去经历同埋理解上帝嘅爱嘅长阔高深。
There is a song that goes something like this.
不如让我哋而家听一首歌，翻翻嚟我哋继续分享。
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son.And pardon from his sin.
When years of time have passed away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray.On rocks and hills and mountains call God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong redeeming grace to Adam's race the saints andThank you.
The love of God is greater far than any tongue or pen can ever tell.
真神之爱伟大无穷，口舌不默，难以形容。
The last stanza was added to the hymn later on, and it was found written on the wall of a room in an asylum.
你啱啱听嘅歌叫做《真神之爱》啊，咁最后一节呢系后来加上嘅，有人将呢段嘅歌词写喺一间精神病院嘅墙上面啊。
Listen to it.
请你听我读出中文嘅翻译。
Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
世上海洋当作墨水，诸天穹苍作为纸张，世上花草作为笔干，全球万人集合苦干，竭尽智力描绘神爱，海洋墨水用干，案卷虽长像天连天，仍难描述尽长。
These are the words of a person who began to know the infinite love of God.
从呢首《真神之爱》呢首歌嘅诗句里面，我哋见到诗人对上帝无尽嘅爱有咗一个初步嘅认识。
One can give 100 messages on the love of God and would not do justice to it.
有啲人能够讲100次关于爱嘅讲道或者信息都讲唔明白噶。
But because this is only one message, let us focus on 3 things.
但系因为今日我哋嘅节目呢只有一集，咁所以我哋只能够提出三个要点。
Number one，
第一个。
The immensity of the cost of God's love.
上帝大爱嘅无价。
Secondly,
第二个。
The impediment we face as the recipients of God's love.
我哋根本唔配蒙受上帝嘅大爱。
Thirdly, the immeasurability of the blessing of God's love.
第三就系上帝大爱嘅无限啊。
First, the immensity of the cost of God's love.
首先我想讲的是上帝的爱是无价的。
In our fast-moving world, we often forget the immensity of the cost of the love of God.
在这个变幻莫测的世界上面，我们很快就会忘记了上帝的爱是多么的宝贵。
It is hard for us to visualize the enormous cost of the love of God.
我们用头脑很难想象出上帝的爱是多么的浩大。
I'm sure many of you would agree with me when I say this.
我想很多人都会同意以下我这个观点。
Somebody who gets punched in the face for you is very different from someone who takes a bullet in his body for you.
一个愿意为你被人打一拳的，同一个愿意为你去挨一枪的人，是不能够相提并论的。
Someone who sacrifices an hour for you is very different from someone who sacrifices his whole future for you.
一个愿意为你付出一个小时的人，同一个愿意付出你一生的人，亦都不能够同日而语的。
And it is nearly impossible for a human being to die for the sake of another.
世界上面很难找到一个人是愿意为其他人牺牲自己的生命的。
But for the perfect God who committed no sin to die for us is incomprehensible.
但是那个无罪的上帝却为我们有罪的人而死，这个是永远都让我们百思不得其解的事。
Why?
为什么我会这么讲呢？
Because Jesus' life was of infinite value.
因为耶稣的生命肯定是无价的。
For the God who made the entire universe to die for you and for me, that is incomprehensible.
你想想创造宇宙万物的上帝竟然为了你，为了我而死，这个是多么的不可思议啊。
Jesus paid the price for you and me, that is hard to believe.
耶稣为我们付出代价，这个事实是我们永远都不能够理解的。
I heard once about a counselor who was counseling a couple.
我曾经听过一个辅导员同一对嘅夫妇讲说话。
And the husband said to his wife,
个先生就同太太讲啦。
I have given you a beautiful new home.
我俾咗间咁靓嘅新屋你。
He said to his wife, I have given you a beautiful new car.
佢又继续同老婆讲，我买咗架咁靓嘅新车俾你。
I have given you new clothes.
我送咗咁多新衫俾你。
And he went on talking about all the good things that he had given her.
佢滔滔不绝咁样讲住一大堆佢为太太做嘅好事。
And then his wife sadly said,
但系跟住佢嘅太太就好难过咁样回答。
That much is true.
冇错，你讲嘅都系事实。
You have given me everything except yourself.
你真系乜都俾晒我，不过除咗你自己之外咯。
Most of us are happy to give things to our family and friends.
今日好多人都好乐意为自己嘅家人、为朋友做事。
We want to provide things.
我哋好愿意去满足人哋嘅需要。
But the greatest gift you could give anyone is yourself.
但系我想话俾你听，你最大嘅礼物系乜嘢？系你自己啊。
And God in Jesus Christ gave Himself.
而我哋嘅上帝喺基督耶稣里面将佢自己嘅肉体俾咗我哋。
It is not surprising, therefore, that the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20.
所以难怪保罗喺加拉太书二章二十节嗰度咁讲。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me.
我而家喺我嘅肉身去活着，系因为相信上帝嘅儿子而活着，系因为佢。爱我，为我放弃咗自己，牺牲咗自己。
He is talking about the immensity of the cost of God's love.
喺呢个地方，保罗系讲到上帝大爱嘅无价。
Secondly, I want to talk about the impediment you face as the recipient of God's love.
第二点我要讲到系，我哋根本就唔配蒙受上帝嘅大爱。
Most of us are willing to make sacrifices for our loved ones.
我哋今日呢，好多人都好愿意为自己所爱嘅人做啲嘢嘅。
Most of us are willing to make sacrifices to help a friend.
好多人愿意为朋友做啲牺牲嘅。
But I wonder how many of us would be willing to make sacrifices for someone who is a killer.
但系我谂，就算你听紧收音机，应该冇几个人系愿意为一个杀人犯做牺牲。
When God showed His love to us, we were unlovable.
但系我想话俾你听，当我哋系一啲都唔可爱嘅时候，上帝就显出佢嘅爱。
We were undeserving sinners.
我哋仲系十。恶不赦嘅罪人嘅时候，上帝就显出佢嘅爱。
We were at enmity with him.
我哋仲系作上帝仇敌嘅时候，上帝就显出佢嘅爱。
We were indifferent toward him.
我哋仲顶撞上帝嘅时候，上帝就显出佢嘅爱。
We were ashamed of him.
当我哋对上帝不屑一顾，或者我哋一听到上帝嘅名，觉得自己好丑嘅时候，上帝已经向我哋彰显咗佢嘅大爱。
And that is why the word of God said in Romans 5,
所以在罗马书第五章那里这样说,
For while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
当我们还是软弱的时候,基督就按所定的日期是为罪人死。
For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die.
为义人死呢，好少有噶。为嗰啲好仁慈嘅人死呢，可能有少少人会咁做。
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
但系只有上帝嘅爱子耶稣基督喺我哋仲系罪人嘅时候，佢为我哋死咗，而因为咁样嘅话，上帝嘅爱就喺度向我哋显明啦。
The depth of God's love can only be contrasted to the impediment we face as recipients of God's love.
在上帝的爱面前，我们看到我们自己是几咁嘅不配啊！所以各位听众朋友，我们要好好思考怎样去爱上帝。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位听众朋友，我想问你。
Do you know why so many Christians are not humbling themselves before God today?
你知唔知道点解今日好多嘅基督徒唔能够喺上帝面前谦卑落嚟啊？
Because they do not focus on how unworthy they are.
呢个系因为佢哋冇睇清楚自己有几差。
They think that they have enough worthiness in themselves for God to die for them.
他们以为自己好到值得上帝为他们而死。
But from beginning to end, the scripture tells us that God's love is never based on our worthiness.
但是圣经从头到尾从来没有一度提到上帝的爱是我们配得的。
His love is only based on his sovereignty.
上帝的爱是完全来自上帝的主权的。
He is God and therefore he is not under obligation to anyone.
因为他是上帝，他爱我们不是因为他要履行他的职责。
He is free to love whomever he chooses.
他喜欢爱谁就爱谁咯。
When you truly begin to comprehend this, you will become overwhelmed.
如果你真的明白到上帝的爱不是为了履行他的职责，他原本有选择爱哪个的权利，你就会因为上帝的爱而赞叹不已。
In Bible times,
在圣经里面，
God's people were full of the same misconception that some people in our generation have.
以色列人和我们今天的人一样，对上帝的大爱亦都同样不理解。
They thoughtThere was something intrinsically good about them that made God save them and bless them.
他们以为自己就天生比那些外邦人优秀，所以值得上帝来拯救，值得来祝福他们。
And that is why God said to them in Deuteronomy 7:7.
这个是上帝在申命记七章七节跟他们讲话，耶和华专爱你们，去拣选你们，不是因为你们的人数多过其他人。原来你们的人数是在万民之中最少的，只是因为耶和华爱你们，亦要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴的地救你们脱离埃及王法老的手。
If someone tells you that you are worthy of God's love, then that person is denying the very sovereignty of God.
假如有人认为自己天生就应该得到上帝的眷爱的话，其实这样是否认了上帝的主权的。
And so, my listening friend, to acknowledge my impediment and unworthiness is to acknowledge his sovereign love.
所以亲爱的朋友，只有承认自己的不配和败坏，才能够认识到上帝绝对的爱。
Let me tell you something of uttermost importance before I get to the third point.
在讲第三点之前，我想强调一件事。
The depth of your love for God is in proportion to the depth of your understanding of His sovereign love for you.
就是你对上帝在你身上面有绝对主权的认识，和你爱主有几多是成正比的。
You have to understand the immensity of the cost of the love of God.
你一定要明白上帝对你的爱是无价的。
You must understand your impediment as a recipient of the love of God.
你亦都必须明白你根本不配去蒙受上帝的大爱。
And thirdly, I want to tell you about the immeasurability of the blessings of the love of God.
而第三点就是上帝带来的爱那份的祝福是无限量的。
1 John 3:1 said,
请听约翰一书三章一节。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
你睇下天父赐俾我哋系几咁多嘅慈爱，让到我哋能够被称为上帝嘅儿女。
God is saying that His love for us goes beyond rescuing us from sin and death.
原来呢句话嘅意思就系上帝对我哋嘅爱远远超过拯救我哋脱离凶恶同埋死亡嘅限度。
His love for us goes beyond sacrificing Himself for us.
佢嘅爱系远远超过为我哋舍命。
His love for us goes beyond forgiving us of our sins.
佢嘅爱唔单止系饶恕我哋一切嘅罪啊。
You say, how could that be?
你话点会啊
？He could have sacrificed, forgiven, and redeemed us, and stopped there.
佢爱我哋咁咪牺牲咗赦免我哋咪得咯
？Oh, but no.
唔单止系咁嘅。
His love went much, much further than all of those.
原来上帝嘅爱系远远超过呢一切。
His love took us into His family, and Christ calls us His children.
上帝嘅爱让到我哋成为上帝嘅儿女，成为佢家中嘅一员。
And the truth is this.
其实呢
，There is no human analogy that could illustrate the immeasurability of the blessings of God's love.
在人世间根本没有语言能够表达透彻上帝的爱有几大。
I could use the image of finding a homeless child and taking him home.
我可以用带领一个无家可归的孤儿回家来形容上帝的爱。
But that does not explain God's love.
但是不够啊，不够去形容上帝的大爱。
One could adopt a child and give him all the family rights and privileges, but that does not begin to explain the love of God.
收养一个小朋友并且赋予那个小朋友应有的家庭权利是一件了不起的事，但是仍然没办法解释上帝的爱。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么?
Because no matter what I do, I could never cause that child to be born again.
因为无论你做乜都唔能够让呢个小孩子获得新嘅生命。
I can take him home and love him.
你可以俾佢一个家去爱佢。
But he will always have his old personality traits and his old temperament.
但系佢嘅血统遗传仲喺度。
He will still have his old human flaws.
佢仍然有佢原生嘅缺陷。
I could never change that.
我哋变唔到噶。
I can influence him with my love, but I can never change the child's nature.
我可以爱佢、感化佢，但系永远都唔能够改变佢嘅天性。
Oh, but God changes us.
但系上帝却做到。
God does something no human parent can accomplish.
原来上帝做一件事就系人间嘅父母永远都做唔到嘅嘢。
He imparts something of himself to us.
就是他将自己的属性遗传了给我们。
We take on the family resemblance that is God's family.
使我们继承了上帝家族的特征。
Listen to 1 John 3:9.
约翰一书三章九节说，凡从上帝生的就不犯罪，因为上帝的道好像种子这样存在他的心里面，他亦都不能够犯罪，因为他是由上帝而生的。
My listening friend, it is my prayer that you begin to comprehend the incredible love of God.
亲爱的朋友，我深盼你能够早日明白上帝那个奇妙无比的大爱。
And then write to us and let us know.
并且写信来到同我们分享。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
下次天路导向再见，愿上帝大大赐福给你。